home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Flooding, mudslides, down trees, and power lines. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's 6 a.m. in the West now. It'll be easier to see how bad the flood damage from Tropical Storm Hilary is in Southern California with the sun coming up.
The water didn't have anywhere to go, so at the bottom point, it trenched into our driveway through a mudslide.
There's search and rescue operations for anyone trapped. Hilary's now downgraded to a post-tropical storm, meaning its wind speed has slowed down, but there's more rain to come. It's expected to move into Idaho by tonight. The mayor of Maui County, Hawaii, says about 850 people are now unaccounted for. There are 114 deaths confirmed in the wildfires there.
The president and first lady will leave Lake Tahoe, Nevada, where they've been since Friday, to head for Maui, Hawaii, to view the wildfire devastation firsthand. Governor Josh Green said on CBS Face the Nation, what the president will see has been unparalleled for decades.
The largest catastrophe and disaster that's ever hit Maui. Probably it's ever hit Hawaii outside of wartime events.
The president last week made disaster assistance available to the state. From there, he and the first lady will return to Lake Tahoe and remain there through the week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former President Trump says he will not be at the first Republican presidential debate Wednesday on Fox.
He posted on his Truth social media site, "The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had. I will therefore not be doing the debates." A spokesman didn't immediately clarify whether he plans to boycott every primary debate.
Fox's Jill Nato. Fox News Radio will be providing special coverage of the first Republican primary debate beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday. You can listen at foxnewsradio.com. A former nurse at a hospital in northern England, Lucy Letby, sentenced to life in prison for murdering seven babies and attempting to kill six others in 2015 and 2016. There's no death penalty in Great Britain. America's listening to Fox News.
Reggie was a nurse for 16 years.
I had become very burnt out. I wasn't making good money.
Then it happened.
There was an ad for My Computer Career, and it just spoke to me.
My Computer Career was the best decision he ever made.
I could study anywhere from my laptop, and I was working in the first couple weeks of me being in class.
Reggie hit a home run.
The field is teeming with jobs.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
The school is amazing.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Starting August 22nd, the U.S. dollar may have new competition from a new global supercurrency backed by Russia and China. And if the dollar plummets, your retirement could follow. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. I encourage you to act before August 22nd. Text SHELTER to 989898 to get your free information kit on gold now.
Two-week-old twin boys were reported kidnapped from a hotel in Livonia, Michigan. An Amber Alert went out this morning. Police say the babies were taken by two women who drove off in a black Jeep. Tennessee lawmakers start a special legislative session today.
The Tennessee General Assembly's special session that starts today was called by Republican Governor Bill Lee just hours after the regular session ended. Following the deadly Covenant school shooting in Nashville during the regular session, the governor proposed a red flag law, which would allow a judge to decide if someone was too dangerous to have access to firearms. The Republican supermajority refused to take up any gun legislation except for a proposal to protect gun makers from lawsuits. Lee said he called this special session so lawmakers could reconsider the red flag proposal and work on a balance between public safety and the Second Amendment. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A New Jersey woman is under arrest, accused of running a red light and driving into people in a crosswalk in Midtown Manhattan, injuring seven before driving off and getting into a three-car crash in Queens, New York. She's in police custody under medical evaluation. A trucking company may have help with its bankruptcy.
Old Dominion Freight Line is proposing to pay $1.5 billion for bankrupt Yellow Trucking's terminals. The bid, disclosed in a court filing, tops previous offers for Yellow's nearly 170 terminals. Many are locations near major cities. If it's approved by the court, the sale would give Yellow more than enough money to cover its loans that forced it to file for Chapter 11 reorganization this month. Yellow owes approximately $1.2 billion, including to the U.S. government, which lent Yellow a $700 million pandemic loan. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A Des Moines Register poll out this morning shows former President Trump with a 23 percentage point lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in Iowa. About 3 in 5 voters say they support one or the other as their first or second choice. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Nissan recalling more than 236,000 small cars in the U.S. because the tie rods and front suspension can bend and break, possibly causing drivers to lose steering control. Recall covers certain Sentra cars from 2020 through last year. Tie rods help vehicles move the wheels for steering. U of I campus buzzing again. Students back in Champaign-Urbana hitting the shopping areas across town before classes start. Many getting their dorms and apartments ready. Stores packed and drivers also working through construction on I-57 and I-74. One student said he's glad to have the student energy back in central Illinois. The new I-74, I-57 interchange detour leaving many in Mahomet with concerns. I'm not recommending Mahomet as a detour for drivers heading north, but police suggesting a different route. The ramp from westbound I-74 to northbound I-57 isn't going to be available for the next 2 years. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. Into our 8 o'clock hour, I'm Stevie J. This is Diane Ducey.
Morning.
There's meteorologist Greg Saulnier, and it just flipped the switch yesterday, got super hot. Are you coming to Farm Progress, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be down there Tuesday and kicking the tires. You got room on tailgate day for us, maybe in a football game on the second? Just
you're coming Saturday?
When is that?
That's
game,
September 2nd.
It's coming up 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's the one
from,
I was thinking.
It's a week from Saturday is the game. Yeah, we'll take care of you.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Let us know. Yeah.
That, and then in the Farm Progress Show at Decatur will be down there that Tuesday.
Okay. And see, we're thinking
there's the
29th.
One. There's one.
The half century of progress is Rantoul starts Thursday.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's still a question mark.
Okay.
If we were to make it, that would be Saturday. But those other dates, and we'll converse,
Sounds
media.
Good. We'd love to see you.
I'll DM you.
And I've got a great tailgate for you to go to on that Saturday Toledo game, too, my friend.
That's right.
Your place, I think, right? The barbecue thing, right?
I've claimed it. It's Gail Frerichs, but I'm claiming it as Gail Frerichs / Stevie J, even though I do nothing.
Right.
Anyway, I can't do that.
Why not?
Anyway, we can take Greg.
Pardon me for, by the way, borrowing the radio station to take care of our social plans here.
Right.
That's right. It's our meteorologist, Greg Saulnier. So what, hot week, that's all we got, hot week.
Yeah, hot week, but then another pattern shift. You know, none of these patterns that we've had have really stuck around. Yeah, we got into dryness and drought, but then it rained, and we've had some heat, but no humidity. And it's been damp when it rains, but now the tough stuff is in a position, but only about, not even a full week of it around here with a nice pattern shift anticipated. Yeah, what's her face? Hillary came ashore out there into California, 70 mile an hour winds at Yuma, 66 at Imperial, California. That's big cotton and citrus area, so keep an eye on the markets there. And that moisture, by the way, will flood much of the west here for this week. Around here, it is a muggy 73 degree reading over at Willard and Savoy. With the heat warnings in effect, a heat watch to the north, just splitting hairs on what's going to be a tough week. Up to 92 today, east wind, partly sunny skies, heat indices close to 100 today. Muggy tonight, 73, heat index a little above tomorrow of the 100 degree mark with a high of 93. More humidity added to the atmosphere with sunshine. And the tough days are Wednesday and Thursday, highs about 96 to 98 degrees with high humidity as well. Heat index values to 105 to 110 there. Then a cold front, supposedly 93 and maybe dropping with a thunderstorm chance. 82 next Saturday, 80 Sunday, 70s on tap early next week. For Steve Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Saulnier.
Severe flooding reports all the way from Palm Springs to Palm Desert. Flooding even entering the hospital Eisenhower Health. Thankfully, no patients injured in that. But the first time ever this hospital has ever dealt with flooding. They say overworked pumps were the main cause for that. All across the area, really, that water has become a major concern. We have seen drivers become stranded as they tried to navigate several roads around the Coachella Valley area. Right now, we know 911 lines are actually down across the city.
You don't generally get a flood. It's something called a desert, Palm Desert.
Right.
This is Southern California talk. Mm. It came up from the south in New Mexico, and they had like a hurricane warning. Hillary, heard about Hillary over the weekend.
Yes.
And then... and then on up the coast, turned in tropical storm, but winds and rain, where they just, what was it? You never rains in Southern California, south
right.
With the song of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
50, it never rains. So it was certainly a problem for areas that simply aren't prepared for that because it doesn't happen. So it's one of those once in 100 year thing. So that was that's a big story here this morning about what the folks are dealing with out there. They just simply, it's like a blizzard in the South. They don't have the salt. They don't have the, they're just not prepared for that. So that's certainly in the news here this morning. We talked about Bill Self and the call to, you know, Brad Underwood. Brad called Bill, and I played it last hour. I think I'm going to play it again this hour.
Okay.
It's just that good. And I just love the reference to Hunter Dickinson. That's a guy that, woo, you know, that's Hunter.
He's never won.
He never beat us in four tries.
That's right.
Juwan Howard's never beaten Illinois. So we want to keep that going
that's
with Michigan.
That's true.
But Hunter Dickinson, he transferred to Kansas. So must be a really good NIL package. And he wants to try and win one and certainly go to Kansas. You'll have a chance. They got a really good team. So here's how the call went.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Scrimmage. Let's talk. We're good on the date?
Yeah, we're good on the date. I thought it was great last year, but with everything going on in Maui, Brad, what do you think that we move that scrimmage to actually a public exhibition game and raise a ton of money and send it back to all those people that need so much and are in need right now over in Maui?
I think seeing this on the news, the devastation, if we can do our part to make things a little easier.
Just quickly, the reference point is how many times have we been to Lahaina? Illinois played in Lahaina 5 times?
Right.
Kansas, same?
Right.
They have a huge tournament in a little town.
Yep.
Or they did. And so, in fact, just a quick thing. I was getting on a boat whale watching when we were playing in the Final Eight. I was watching from Lahaina as we lost to Arizona in that Elite Eight game way back when. Some of you might be old enough to remember. And but they've all been to Lahaina. They had been in the gym. It's a small gym. It was. And so that's why I think this tug at saying, you know, they've treated us so well over the years.
Okay.
Big fan of that. This would be a great idea.
It's time for all of us to step up and do something for somebody else that's done so much for us over the years.
Let me ask you this. What's your thoughts on the return of Bill Self and do it at our place in Champaign? Come back where you paced the sidelines for a few years and had tremendous success. You got any interest in doing that?
Let's move the scrimmage into Assembly Hall. I'm all for it. You figure out the logistics, the Jayhawks will show up.
So you don't embarrass yourself. It's no longer Assembly Hall. We've changed it to the State Farm Center. We'll be glad to host you with a welcoming crew of about 15,600 as you make the return back to Champaign.
And what I will do is I will make sure that Hunter Dickinson knows that if there's a chorus of an unpopular negative chant whenever Kansas enters the court, I'll make sure I walk in with Hunter and tell him they're all for him. And he won't know any difference. So that'll be a good way to do it.
Bill, that is one of the smartest things I've ever heard you say. We'll see you soon. Look forward to the game.
All right, Bill.
Oh, man, that's so good.
I just looked up Hunter Dickinson, who's 22 and 7-2. Yeah. On March 2nd, Dickinson scored 31 points in that 87-91 double overtime loss to Illinois. And Michigan becoming the 22nd Wolverine to reach 1,500-point milestone. But he did not win because we won 91-87.
Yeah, and we beat him with Kofi. You know, the 2-3 times we played must have been maybe 2, maybe 3. I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah, he was 0-4 against us. But
Then he actually surpassed his head coach, Juwan Howard, for 1,526 points for 20th. On Michigan's all-time scoring list, but he entered that portal on March 31st.
Kansas made him the deal.
Uh-huh.
And there he is. He's going to be a Jayhawk.
So I haven't seen any pictures of him in a Jayhawks jersey yet. Yeah. It's all about Michigan for Hunter. But funny that he says that Self will walk in with Hunter.
Funny. Woo! It's all for you, Hunter. Anyway, would you go to the game? How much would you pay? I'm curious. October 29, 217-359-2255 for a exhibition to raise money for Maui. All right, sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the New York Mets. 7-3 was the final. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals snapped a four-game losing streak as they outhit the Mets 15-7 and won 7-3 yesterday on Cardinals Hall of Fame Sunday at Busch Stadium.
It was a hot day at Busch Stadium, but a nice day. Not just the Hall of Famers, both Max Lemire and Jose Oquendo being inducted, but the Cardinals playing well on the field in front of all the Hall of Famers here in attendance. Cardinals scored some runs early, got good pitching from Dakota Hudson.
Paul Goldschmidt broke out. He had a three-hit day, including three runs batted in, and he hit a two-run homer that put the Cardinals ahead.
Really seems as if the Cardinals win every time Paul Goldschmidt hits, and he certainly hit yesterday.
Richie Palacios had a two RBI single in a four-run inning, and he took a home run away from DJ Stewart.
Well, he's getting an opportunity, and these last 6 weeks of the season, it's going to be all about opportunities.
Palacios' brother plays for the Pirates, and that's the next stop for the Cardinals tomorrow.
And the next stop for the Cardinals if they want to move up in the standings.
The Cardinals will go with Drew Rahm making his Major League debut, and we're on the air at 5:10.
The Cubs beat Kansas City. That final was 4-3. You can always hear the action when it comes to our Chicago Cubs over on US 105.9 with clips like this.
Suzuki drills one deep to left. This may go. It's gone. Home run, Seiya Suzuki. Bouncer slowly to a charging Dansby Swanson. Throws to first. Cubs win the ball game.
Chicago White Sox
by a score of 4-3.
And Chicago White Sox winners too over Colorado 10-5. Indianapolis Colts over the Bears in exhibition action 24-17. Bears fans are grumbling already about that, but it's exhibition, and we see in the real guys play, whatever. Saints over the Chargers, Stevie, 22-17.
Yep.
They had a Cincinnati Open with 3 hours and 49 minutes for this three-set classic with Novak Djokovic taking down Carlos Alcaraz. We had Parkland Volleyball in action yesterday. And they took down Highland Community College and Oakton College. So they're 5-1 in the volleyball record. And the PGA Tour with the BMW, Victor Hovland from Norwegian, who's only 25, shot 61, the lowest score at Olympia Fields, to set a course record.
I mean, I think he played his golf at Oklahoma State, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. But boy, mm-hmm. he's really good. And he played the best round of his life, setting the record at Olympia Fields, a par 70 at 9-under. Crazy.
And Women's World Cup final. Spain 1, England 0.
Yeah, 1-0, I mm-hmm. heard. Busey is proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers and building trusted relationships that span generations. In 2021 and 2022, Busey Associates gave over 20,000 hours of their time to hundreds of community organizations. That's kind of what they do. They get out in the community. If you want information about Busey's volunteer initiatives and charitable campaigns, you can go to something called the Impact Report. It's now out, Busey's 2022 Impact Report. This comprehensive document highlights the work Busey is doing for the associates, customers, and communities it serves, exploring topics like corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition and development, community development, and reinvestment activities. Also, charitable initiatives, volunteerism efforts, governance practices and policies. If you want to read it, it's all there. Go to Busey.com/impact and you can find out what Busey's been doing, maybe that you didn't know. Busey for over 150 years, member FDIC. Let's check your weather with Mr. Solier.
Good, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and this Saturday, as we talked about last week, heat wave weather pattern, late season style in our midst. And that will be the story here for a good part of this week, with excessive heat warnings in effect and a watch up to the north. Thank goodness a backdoor cool front has come on through the area. That'll take the edge off temperatures today, but the humidity, those dew points continue to climb, setting up a hot and humid, buggy day's worth of weather and a partly sunny sky at 92, light east wind. Warm and muggy tonight, down to 73. Heat builds in for the day tomorrow at about 94 with a mostly sunny sky and a light southeast to south wind. Up to 96 on Wednesday, 98 on Thursday. Heat index values 105, 110 degrees or higher. Real tough overnight lows between 75 and 80 degrees. Maybe a thunderstorm and a cool front approaching Friday at 93. Cooler, drier sets up for the weekend. Highs near 82 Saturday, 80 on Sunday. It'll be 70s for highs into the first part of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
This is the Fox Business Report.
DuPont is selling most of its ownership in Delrin to investment firm TJC. Delrin makes thermoplastics used in everything from pen caps to machine gears. The deal values Delrin at $1.8 billion. Nikola is warning that the recall of most of its electric trucks could impact its ability to meet its goals for delivering vehicles this year. It recently recalled more than 200 battery-powered commercial trucks to replace a part that could cause a fire. It's also placed a temporary hold on new sales. The Sweetgreen salad bowl chain has hired two former executives from Chipotle Mexican Grill. The company wants to expand beyond coastal and metropolitan areas. It also wants to add menu items that will attract customers for dinner. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District's Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County is looking for teams to help raise the woof by participating in a fun and unique pet habitat building competition for a great cause. Grab your friends, family, or coworkers and put your creativity and building skills to the test.
Raise the Woof 2023 Under One Woof is taking place at the Habitat Restore on September 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All the money raised via Raise the Woof will fund Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information and register your build team online at CUHabitat.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
All right, 824 ESPN 93.5 on this Monday. It is August 21. U of I's back.
Yes.
Full-fledged back. And boy, were the stores picked over.
I know it.
When 50,000 people come to your town, the shelves kind of look a little empty.
That's right. Mom and dad moving their students in and then getting them plenty of groceries so they're ready to start the semester off right. Wow.
It's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And I think Walmart and Costco and Aldi and some of the stores are really picked through. And I was there yesterday. Oh, by the way, I went Friday. I walked into the State Farm Center and probably wasn't the exact best moment for me to go there because there were about 8,000 14-year-olds.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I don't know. Oh, maybe they were 18, but they look 14.
I thought there was some kind of youth camp wrapping up.
Well,
or
it's a youth camp, all right, except they're freshmen.
Yeah, okay.
Does anybody notice how young they look?
I know. I did.
I mean,
because I happened to catch the, you know, descending on Memorial Stadium. I caught some clips of the football team, I think, made an entrance to Memorial Stadium when they had all the freshmen, I think around 8,000 of them, you know, in Memorial Stadium, whatever that was, Thursday night.
Some are football players look 30.
I know.
And the kids in the crowd with the T-shirts. it's just like, I don't know how that works, but I was there one time. And my reaction is, where's your mom? Are you alone?
Right.
Why are you here? What, do you have your mommy? Do you have a Cricket phone to call mom?
Well, and I always, if I'm crowd watching, look how often they're looking at the phone and how often do they actually look at each other and engage in conversation and all that. Just so much
well,
on the phone.
Well, I just know that there were 8,000 14-year-olds and I walked around and some of them had facial hair, but not very many. And some of them looked 11. I mean, really?
Right.
It is just part of the life and aging and stuff and dark socks and turn that music down. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just all part of the thing.
Right. I get it. So in this back to school mode, we also have some festivals and things like that that we're wrapping up. And Muhammad Music Festival is going to be a blast on Saturday night. And boy, the community comes together as Fish and National Bank does the presentation of music, food, vendors, carnival, the beer tent. I mean, it is so great how Muhammad shows up. And I know I just got something from Angela on a couple of different positions as far as volunteers go that they're looking to fill just last minute here in the zone. So people can reach out at MuhammadMusicFest.com to make sure everything's good. But I've seen Chris Jansen at the Ford County Fair, and that was such a fun show. He has some great songs like Fix a Drink and Done and Buy Me a Boat is a big hit, and everybody's singing along. In fact, yes, thank you, Stevie. So he'll be on stage at 9:30.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be.
Saturday, August 26th.
Huh. Working like a dog all day.
I mean, if you're doing county fairs, you're making X number of dollars.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket.
Wonder what the line is when, you know, State Farm books them.
Don't know.
How do they determine? At some point, it's a calculated risk.
Right.
I mean, he could play Virginia for sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I saw Asleep at the Wheel on Saturday night.
How was that?
That was a blast. That band is so tight. And that Ray Benson, who leads the group with that big voice, deep voice.
Yeah, big
and
man.
He's got a TV deal coming down the pipe, too. And I could totally see that kind of variety show concept working with the good old-fashioned country western swing and all of that. But, yeah, this is going to be the show. And because it has, like, an outdoor music scene, this is really going to be a fun time for everybody.
All
and
right.
Our friend Jim with Tapman's Towing has a VIP section over there, too. So we've got some wristbands we're handing out, and it's just going to be a blast. I know everybody has a great time, and it's going on Friday and Saturday. In fact, Sanctus Real is one of the bands featured on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., a Christian band that you might want to check that out, too. Candy Foster's in the lineup. We all know him, and Friday night with the Hairbangers Ball is part of the fun. So make sure you're finding out where you can, you know, be a part of things at Muhammad this weekend on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, man, you just, guy like Chris Jansen's out there beating it for years, just years and years, and started out for $200 and then, you know, probably got $350 one night. And
that's right.
That's how they do it.
That's right.
So they played these songs so many times. And these are legitimate hits, right? I mean,
right.
Country music charts for this guy. So
the Darwin Boston Soundstage, they've got it lit. They've got the sound. It's just a really fun way to do a festival. I know a lot of us are jealous, and Salono Fun Day crew and stuff like that, wondering how Muhammad can do this.
I mean, isn't Muhammad now the third biggest community
is
around?
Is it?
It passed Savoy, didn't
it? Well, that's why. Then,
I mean, doesn't Muhammad have 10 or 11,000
right.
people now?
And see, Rantoul's rocking it with that sports complex.
I don't think
Rantoul
has that many people, though. I think it's 8,000 or something.
And then they've got the Half Century of Progress show coming up Thursday through Saturday there, too, for our ag community. So there are some really cool events happening.
But I think Muhammad's the third biggest community past Champion Urbana.
Could be.
It's amazing how the growth. All right, news coming up.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Hillary has been downgraded to a post-tropical storm, knocking out the 911 system in Palm Springs and the surrounding area. Temporary shelters have been set up for the homeless population of L.A. Rowan Van Sleeve is the president of Hope the Mission.
We're providing all the necessities. Number one, a place to get inside and safe. Quality meals that are going to be delivered three times a day, but then also access to all the wraparound services.
The death toll on Maui growing to 114, with 850 people still unaccounted for. According to the mayor, the president and first lady will be on the island today. The first Republican debate is Wednesday on Fox. Donald Trump won't be there, but Vivek Ramaswamy will be.
I'm looking to introduce myself to the country. 6 months ago, many people in this country did not even know who I was. I was polling at 0.0% in March. I'm now in a tie for second.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Republicans avoiding talking about former GOP President Donald Trump while rallying at the state fair. Republican leadership chose to discuss their strategy for winning back the state, including embracing early voting and voting by mail. Illinois Senate Republican leader John Curran says they want to focus on fixing state issues. Overnight shooting Friday in Champaign leaves one dead, two others hurt. Police say officers were spotted to the area of South Mattis Avenue and Henry Street. Thursday night, they found three men shot, a 21 and 24-year-old, both from Champaign, and a 24-year-old from Urbana. More than 400 people in Charleston came together for the 14th annual Illinois Run for the Fallen, each of them with their own reasons to run, and honor service members from Afghanistan and Iraq. There's no cost. It was competitive, but everyone came with a purpose. Organizer Carolyn Cloud said the event is for everyone. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday, as we talked about last week. Historic weather on the west and southwestern sections of the country with the remnants of Hillary around here. Boy, I tell you what, it's going to be a tough one for this late season and summertime with heat and humidity in mind. Thank goodness we've seen one backdoor cool front come through the area. The loop back north is a warm front, and the heat and humidity will really be on for the middle part of the week. Big changes ahead into cooler, drier weather for the weekend. Hot, humid, partly sunny, 92 today, just a slight east wind. Warm and muggy tonight, a few clouds and 73. Hot and humid tomorrow with sunshine at 93. Up around 96 Wednesday, 90 on Thursday. Heat index values past 105 to 110 the middle part of the week. Then the cold front approaches and moves on through. A couple of thunderstorms Friday, 93 and dropping. Cooler, less humid air with a northeast wind for the weekend early next week. 82 on Saturday, near 80 Sunday, 77 next Monday. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
All right, so Savoy in the 2020 census at 8,800.
Okay.
Muhammad in the 2010 census was 7,200, but in 10 years, two more thousand people.
Wow.
So now it's actually 2,500, nearly 3,000 more. So,
like 9,400.
9,400. Savoy's 8,800, but Rantoul was 12.6 okay. in 2010 and 12.2 now, so only 300 people left Rantoul. So Rantoul officially the third biggest in the county, followed by Muhammad and then Savoy. So it's a pretty good size towns. I don't know what Urbana's got. I should look that up. But
wait, you said Rantoul had 12,000.
12,000.
So that's more than 9,400 Muhammad.
So
and then
third
Savoy.
Is Rantoul, then fourth is Muhammad, and fifth would be Savoy.
Oh, gotcha.
Outside of Champaign Urbana. But I wonder what Urbana has. Look up Urbana.
Okay.
20 population of Urbana. I think Champaign's grown a little. And I think
my
Urbana
guess is around 75.
Yeah, I think 70-ish, okay. 75. And I think Urbana's still under 40,000, I think.
I try to pay attention to that when I pass population signs. Of course, well, it's more difficult in Urbana and Champaign.
We had somebody say the Muhammad city signs is 1,900 people.
Wow.
I don't know.
That needs updated.
Well, I guess.
From way back.
Maybe they're trying to tell people this is a ho-dunk, punky town. Don't even come near us.
Right.
And everybody,
or maybe there's some funding involved if we just keep the number low.
I think you get more funding, more people.
I see. Well, 38,681 in 2021 for Urbana, Illinois.
So I think Rantoul, Muhammad, and Savoy are combining to pass Urbana soon. So
I see.
Anyway, just FYI, we're talking about
populations. And do we count the students or?
Heck yeah. I mean, I
know there's a voting thing about that. Well, it looks like Champaign is 89,114 in 2021.
Wow.
I know.
89?
Whereas we had like 39,000 in Urbana.
Well, Urbana is, God bless you, just politically different, but we love you. But it's different. God There's no question.
You,
I mean, I hug trees too. I love them.
I
love trees. I really do.
I do too.
Anyway, so there you go for that. Now, they do have a new promotion coming up. I read about it. It's Jimmy John's. Between the third and fourth quarter, they're doing a freaky fast 77-yard dash.
The Galloping Ghost. See, they're celebrating the Galloping Ghost for sure. It's the freaky fast 77-yard dash presented by Jimmy John's between third and fourth quarter, featuring a race between Red Grange and a University of Illinois student insider. And it's at Zupke Field at Memorial
Stadium.
Between
the third and fourth quarter, you're running 77 yards. I don't know how fast Red ran 77, but there must be some documentation because he did run track.
Right.
So, but he never ran a 77-yard dash, so they'll have to kind of figure that out based on 100. It used to be 100-yard dash.
Right.
So they can calculate what he would run a 77. Now, the good news is you can nominate a student.
Right.
So you get like Naperville High School's fastest guy from track that it doesn't want to run. And so you need to find, I mean, otherwise, I'm sorry, but if you can't sprint, it won't be any fun. Because obviously, you got to have somebody that's fast. Otherwise, boo.
How about you versus me, Stevie?
In a sprint?
You would definitely win.
No,
that
no, no.
One.
Listen, we're talking about running against the ghost, the galloping ghost.
I know it,
but no, I don't think they want.
So
people.
You line up on the 23-yard line.
23-yard line. You run all the way to the end zone.
Right.
And so I don't know how they're going to hologram.
77 is the number worn by Reg Grange during his 3 All-American seasons from 1923 to 1925. The student racing the modern-day version of Red will have a chance to win Jimmy John's for a year.
Which, check the fine print. That's like probably 2 sandwiches a week.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a brilliant promotion. Now,
it's still great.
Well, it's fine, but I'm just saying Jimmy John's, and you're saying, well, that's too good. No, Jimmy John's pays big dollars to be one of the corporate sponsors.
It'll be a difficult task for student contestants lining up one against one of college football all-time greats. I wonder who plays that role then. Red Grange ran for over 2,000 yards, scored 34 touchdowns during his 3 seasons in Champaign.
Can you hologram and just run the same how fast Red ran? I don't know how fast they were running 100-yard dashes in 1920, but chances are it was pretty fast, but probably not as fast as we're obviously seeing now. But you could look at the Olympics. You could go to the 1922 Olympics and see who won the 100-yard dash. Red Grange, I don't think, was that fast, but I think he was really fast, and certainly for his time, he might have been that fast.
So there is a nomination form at FightingIllini.com if someone's coming to mind.
Well, you need, again, this thing flops if you get somebody that can't run. If somebody is really slow, there's no fun. If you want somebody that's going to be competitive, so you're probably talking about a boy or girl that can run really, really fast and just kind of see how it goes. Because you want it 10-5, you want it kind of close.
Right. Like,
the crowd will get into that.
I would think there'd probably be a pose in front of that 12-foot statue outside of Memorial Stadium. And, of course, Grange's famous 77 was retired after completion of his final game at Illinois, November 21st, 1925.
Well, remember he went with George Halas and started the barnstorming where the pro football kind of got the start, was Red Grange and George Halas. And Robert Zupke didn't want him to go, didn't want him to sign with Red. I don't think he trusted the whole thing. And so he'd go to, like, they played on the East Coast, and there'd be, you know, 50, 100,000 people watching Red because they heard about him. Remember, this is like newspaper. They saw him in print. They saw a picture, but they'd never seen him run.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the whole start of the NFL, and Red Grange was Robert Zupke, Zupke Field, Robert Zupke was our coach for well over 20 years. He was a longtime successful coach, and the guy was really, really smart and went to track practice and started finding the fastest guys. That's where he found Red.
Right.
He was a trackster. So it was...
Later in life, Grange claimed that he once ran the 100-yard dash in 9.8 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. That is fast for 1920.
Which at the time was just 1/5 of a second from...
I don't know if you're going to find anybody that's going to beat him then. I mean, really, if you do that, if Red Grange said he ran 9.8, I don't think you're going to find a high school kid that doesn't want to run college. You might have to get a college athlete to do that.
Right.
Well, so you got to have somebody beating Red or it's no fun. You don't want to get smoked every week, so they got to figure that out. Red might be too fast. And now the second race will be against Coach Robert Zupke. you got it. The fans want the contestant to win. Or maybe you could like have... And now you're going to run against the Kingfisher in that silly outfit. And anybody can beat that.
Which, there are feathers that are raised now, a little bit like an Indian
headdress. So you can pick anybody to beat that thing. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, just FYI, so you go to the games informed. Between the third and fourth quarter, somebody's going to...
Here's another thing about him, Red Grange, being no ordinary athlete. Happy birthday, Red Grange. This is a tweet or something. Greatest 12 minutes in history, 262 yards in 4 straight plays, 95-yard KO, runs of 67, 56, and 24 yards versus Michigan, 10, 18, 1924.
Well, think about it. If you have a guy that runs a 9.800 in 1920, nobody can come close. He was an extraordinary freak of nature for the time. No nutrition, no special coaching, no weights like that, like we have today. Nothing, no training program like that. The guy delivered ice in the summer. That was his job.
Uh-huh.
He was a strong guy, but he was a freak for 1920 if he ran a 9.8. It's crazy. I mean, fast forward, I know in the 70s around here, guys like Jay Miller and Andy Ennis were running 9.9, but that's like 60 years later. It's nuts.
Wow.
Anyway, it'll be interesting.
Well, he was born in Pennsylvania, but he ended up coming to Wheaton, Illinois. His mom passed away when he was only 5. Hmm. So his brother, or his father, Lyle, was a former lumber kind of guy. So real hard-working people.
Well, back then, you had a lot of, you know, Mike Ditka's dad used to work in the coal
that's
mine.
That's right.
I mean, we don't have any concept of work relative to what these
unbelievable.
Guys, these guys worked,
work
and they died early.
That's right.
Because they worked their butt off, and they just, was it brutal? What we've had 100 years ago around here, we wouldn't have anything, the fiber to create those kind of jobs that would be filled. We wouldn't do it.
Right.
We'd be sitting on waiting for government to help me. It hurts. We're just a little softer. We lost a little bone mass over the years. Quarter till. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products, and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and
all
family
right,
meet.
Read that again.
Okay. Well, this stuff about Red Grange is amazing. He was a crazy athlete. As a senior, Grange and Wheaton were headed for another undefeated season when he was knocked out cold during a loss against Ohio High School. Grange remained unconscious for 2 days.
Wow.
And had difficulty speaking when he finally awoke. But in his final high school game, the state championship versus Downers Grove, Grange scored 45 points, and that total remains a record to this day.
I guess he was feeling better.
I guess so. And during his time at Wheaton, Grange scored a total of 75 touchdowns, 532 total points. Grange was also held his own in track and field, of course, winning state titles in high jump, long jump, 100-yard dash, and the 220-yard dash
it's just
1921 and 1923.
Crazy. So what it would be like is, let's just say, the best you, whenever it was in your life, you're in great shape. That's you running against some fourth graders. I mean, eventually, five of them could get you down, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you're probably going to be pretty successful.
Yeah.
So think about the best shape of your life at some point in your life running against fourth graders in a flag football game. How would you do? Probably pretty well, because you're 30. You know, it's just, I guess that must have been kind of like that for Red Grange. He was so superior.
But he says, it says in this article, in order to help his father's make ends meet, he took a job as a part-time ice carrier.
Yep, he was an ice man. He carried and delivered ice, and that would have been cold and hard and heavy.
Right.
So anyway, it's amazing. Red Grange, ahead of his time, and his name still obviously lives today, 100 years later. All right, sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals over the New York Mets. That final was 7-3. Drew Rahm, I believe, is the
rookie. I've never heard of him. Must have been, I don't know, was it part of a trade
that
we just made? Never heard of him.
So that's who we'll see on the mound today.
And his family is scrambling right now to get to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
They're driving, they're flying, they got whatever. It's a scramble for the family. And they'll show them in the crowd tonight.
Cubs over Kansas City's Royals 4-3. Chicago White Sox 10-5 winners. And we had the World Cup final with Spain over England 1-0. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gail Frerichs Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gail Frerichs Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gail Frerichs Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
Yeah, Mike, thank you for telling me because I saw it on Facebook, but I saw Zach Thorson, who was one of our Stevers for the Tempur-Pedic bed,
okay,
came in here and we talked to Zach.
Yeah.
He's your club champion at U of I Golf Course, so Orange and Blue.
Oh, nice.
And he had a wonderful day yesterday in the heat. So Zach Thorson, I'm sure it's because of the Tempur-Pedic bed that he sleeps on every
Absolutely.
Night. Absolutely. I saw all the winners. I just went through it, and I always enjoy reading that. But Zach's name, I noted Steve Kelly, our good friend, won the first flight of the Super Senior.
Okay.
He shot an 80 in that heat. Come on,
Steve,
man.
Steve still got it.
He still got it. Okay, thank you, Coach Wallner. We appreciate Zach Thorson.
And on
Thorson.
The PGA Tour, the BMW Victor Hovland, Norwegian at 25, shot 61, the lowest score ever at Olympia Fields over the weekend.
That was an amazing 28 on the back nine. I think the man had 12 threes on his scorecard. Come on, man.
We'll get everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. As we talked about last week, heat wave weather pattern, late season style in our midst. And that will be the story here for a good part of this week, with excessive heat warnings in effect and a watch up to the north. Thank goodness a backdoor cool front has come on through the area. That'll take the edge off temperatures today, but the humidity, those dew points continue to climb, setting up a hot and humid, muggy day's worth of weather and a partly sunny sky at 92 light east wind. Warm and muggy tonight down to 73. Heat builds in for the day tomorrow at about 94 with a mostly sunny sky and a light southeast to south wind. Up to 96 on Wednesday, 98 on Thursday. Heat index values 105, 110 degrees or higher. Real tough overnight lows between 75 and 80 degrees. Maybe a thunderstorm on a cool front approaching Friday at 93. Cooler, drier sets up for the weekend. Highs near 82 Saturday, 80 on Sunday. It'll be 70s for highs into the first part of next week. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
When Ross went out, I always told him, be careful, and that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
All right, 853, 217 texter said, I nominate you, CrossFit guy. I could run 73 yards. Because only 77.
Freaky fast, 77.
Start on the 23-yard line, 77 yards. I could probably do that in 18 to 20 seconds. I will be booed out of the stadium. I can't run it in 9.8.
Can so you you're gonna imagine?
9.8. Now, so if Red did 9.8, he'd run 77 7
I know.
Seconds?
That was a 100-yard dash, supposedly. This is a claim. I don't know whether.
Well, and again, it's around 10 seconds for 100. That means you're covering 10 yards in a second. So this could be a real flop because I don't want to see Red win every time. You got to have somebody beat him, right? Although then you don't want Red getting beat up either.
You're right.
I got a statue I'm posing in front of after the game. So how do you balance that? Because I don't want 77.
But you want it to be competitive.
I want it to be competitive, but again, Red Grange, if you truly, you can't diss Red Grange. I think you set the dial at a 10 yards a second. If he thinks he did it 9-8, I'll give him 10 just to kind of fluff it for give somebody a chance. But I don't know if there's any non-athlete in college at the University of Illinois can run a 10-second 100.
Right.
It's just, it's all in meters anyway. But anyway, all right, we're done. The freaky fast third to fourth quarter transition.
77-yard dash.
Yeah, good luck because you got to find somebody fast to make it kind of interesting.
Absolutely.
Or have Red smoke them.
And FightingIllini.com to nominate someone.
You can put me down there. I'll run a 22-second 100 and get booed and be halfway done. Red's done. And then you say, hey, Red, and more pictures of the statue.
I wonder if they do a hologram or
I don't know
that'll be
an
actual person.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Meet you back here tomorrow. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have. We're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. You know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2585. 86. Go Illini.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at MaxRecycling.com.
Illini pizza fans at Jets Pizza, they know how to build the perfect pizza. Detroit style is one of them. Fresh made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Jets is Detroit style pizza. Now build your perfect three topping large pizza for just $16.99. You pick your favorite three toppings and build the perfect Jets pizza. A large three topping pizza, just $16.99. Online code top three. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola Champagne.